Hello, and welcome to Mr. Marr's History Podcast. Google Mr. Marr History to get more help with Nationals Higher and Advanced Higher History. In today's episode, we are going to discuss some background events to give you a better understanding of the Vietnam War. From the 1950s until 1975, the United States found itself stuck in the midst of a war in Vietnam in Southeast Asia. In the years immediately following World War II, America and the Soviet Union began what became known as the Cold War. This divided the two sides based on their different ideologies, with America supporting capitalism while the Soviet Union believed in communism. By the 1950s, the United States had adopted a policy known as containment. This meant that whilst they didn't expect to be able to push back communism, they wanted to contain it from spreading any further. In particular, America had a fear of the domino effect. This was the idea that if one country in a continent became communist, it would have a knock-on effect in others, leading to a spread of communism not only in different continents, but right across the world. In Europe, America had taken steps to limit communism's influence. The establishment of the Marshall Plan after World War II had provided money to help rebuild Europe, and in turn stop countries potentially being attracted towards communism. America also wanted to stop the spread of communism in Asia as well. China, which was both Asia and the world's biggest country, had turned communist in 1949, and this led to huge American worries that there would be a further spread across the continent. In 1950, America sent troops to get involved in the Korean War. This was to support the south of Korea that was under attack from communist North Korea. America was successful in stopping the North taking over Korea, thus limiting the spread of communism. Before World War II, parts of Southeast Asia had been controlled by France in an area known as Indochina. After the war ended, and due to civil disputes, France were unable to keep control, and so they gave up their empire. America feared that this would create a vacuum into which communist influence could rise, leading to the spread of communism in other countries such as Laos and Vietnam. America therefore began providing support to the government of South Vietnam to fight against the communist North. At first, American support related to providing money or forms of military advice. However, over the years, this transformed into actually providing soldiers to fight the war against the communists. American forces' role was to support the South Vietnam Army. They were fighting the Army of North Vietnam and also a rebel communist group which was officially called the National Liberation Front but was better known as the Viet Cong. During the war, around 1 million Vietnamese people were killed, as well as almost 60,000 US soldiers. This issue and others soon led to huge anti-war protests spreading right across America. Although America was a global superpower, they were unable to win the Vietnam War, and eventually, by 1975, the final American had abandoned the country, with the Vietnam War becoming a cause of national humiliation in America. There were various reasons that America could not win the Vietnam War. There was difficulties faced by the US military. There was also the strength of North Vietnam as well as the weaknesses of South Vietnam. There was the issue of changing public opinion in America. And finally, there was the international isolation that the US suffered during the war. We are now going to discuss the difficulties that were faced by the US military in Vietnam, looking at specific problems which they encountered, and then analysing the extent to which these led to America's defeat in the war. When the USA first became involved in the war, they only provided military advice or equipment, not soldiers to fight in the actual conflict. However, by the late 1960s, there were more than 500,000 US troops involved in the fighting in Vietnam at any one time. For US soldiers that were going to Vietnam, basic training would last around 8 or 9 weeks. Many soldiers were drafted, which meant they were forced to join the army. And soldiers on a tour of duty in Vietnam were required to be in the country for 1 year. During World War II, the average age of a US soldier was 26. However, during the Vietnam War, it was only 22. There were issues to do with low American morale, which often resulted in drug taking, especially marijuana. And in addition, there was high rates of desertion among soldiers. The young age and the short tour of duty meant that the US Army suffered from a lack of experience in Vietnam War. Many of these young people had never before been in conflict, and this made it harder for them to cope under fire, all of which ultimately contributed to America's defeat. However, whilst many US soldiers were very young, they had at least been given some training, or had experienced officers. On the contrary, though, many Viet Cong fighters were not actually given any formal military training, and thus logically should have had less of an ability to defeat their trained American counterparts. Jungle warfare was not a major focus of the training that American soldiers received. Many US soldiers trained in desert locations such as Fort Bliss in Texas or Fort Irwin in California. As a result of this caused the US soldiers difficulties. Much of the Army's training and equipment simply wasn't suitable for a jungle war, and this made it especially difficult for the Americans to defeat a guerrilla army that was from the country and knew the area extremely well. However, over the course of the war, America did take actions to tackle this. They changed their training and also tactics to try and find a way to defeat an experienced jungle enemy. One way they did so was by the use of tunnel rats, which were American soldiers who would find the hidden Viet Cong forces, and this ultimately had an impact on limiting the ability the Viet Cong had to fight America. To try and win the war, America would engage in search and destroy missions, often using bombs to destroy large areas where enemies were based. They also used helicopters to not only attack rebels and then send in troops, but also to quickly maneuver and move troops around the country. America had other methods to try and stop the Viet Cong threat. During Operation Ranch Hand, they used chemical weapons such as Agent Orange and napalm to destroy large swathes of jungle where the Viet Cong hid. This ultimately, though, may have hurt the Americans. Many of the American tactics had the exact opposite effect that they hoped. It resulted in extreme anger from ordinary Vietnamese people. The bombs and chemical weapons that were used often hurt or killed innocent civilians, and that meant that these people then opposed the war and in some cases joined the rebel groups. However, it's worth noting that the use of chemical weapons began as early as 1962. Nevertheless, even by 1965, an opinion poll suggested that most Americans at least supported the war, suggesting that the use of chemical weapons did at least not cost the American Army domestic support. We will now discuss the strengths of North Vietnam, looking at the tactics and military actions that they took, and then considering the extent to which that these contributed to America's defeat in Vietnam. Communist North Korea was led by Ho Chi Minh. At the end of World War II, Minh had led a rebellion against French control of Vietnam, and his communist nationalist forces finally won in 1954. Minh was very popular with the people of North Vietnam. Nationalists liked the fact that he had removed French control from their country, and the peasants supported Minh's reforms, including land reforms, which led to rent reductions and also the reallocation of land to poorer people. The fact that Ho Chi Minh enjoyed the support of Vietnamese people hurt American chances of victory. This made it more likely that Vietnamese people would help or join the rebel groups that were involved in fighting America, or at the very least they would simply refuse to provide support to the Americans. However, many of the USA's own actions stopped them winning support from the people of Vietnam. Atrocities such as My Lai in 1968, when US soldiers were involved in the rape and murder of innocent villagers, caused fury across Vietnam and beyond, again hurting America's chances. North Vietnam's military forces were led by General Giap. Giap is seen as a military hero who changed the North Vietnam Army from being small and disorganized to an efficient fighting force. The USA and South Vietnam Army were also involved in fighting against a group called the Viet Cong. Officially called the National Liberation Front, the VC were a group made up of soldiers and also peasants. The Viet Cong used guerrilla attacks on US troops, which was essentially hit and run attacks. They used tactics such as setting up a tunnel network to hide, traps for the American soldiers such as punji steak traps, and they often dressed as peasant farmers, so they were very difficult to identify. The North Vietnam Army and Viet Cong were both supplied through an area known as the Ho Chi Minh Trail. This was a series of paths through Laos and Cambodia, which brought them military, medical and other equipment. All of this played a role in America's defeat. Unlike the American Army, the North Vietnam Army and Viet Cong well knew the country and were prepared for jungle fighting. Combined with good military tactics, This essentially made it impossible for a US victory. However, although North Vietnam did have good military leaders, American failure is perhaps better linked to China and the USSR. Without these countries providing military support, for instance such as rockets to shoot down helicopters, the North is unlikely to have been able to beat the superpower of America. The most famous attack on US troops was during the 1968 Tet Offensive. Launched at Vietnamese New Year, or Tet, this saw attacks on 100 locations across the south of Vietnam, including the capital, Saigon. 85,000 communist troops were involved in the Tet attack. The attacks killed or injured 25,000 US and South Vietnam troops, and for a period the communists even managed to take control of the US embassy in Saigon. The Tet Offensive was devastating to America's chances of victory in the war. Not only did it leave American soldiers worried for their lives, believing they could be attacked at any moment, but US public opinion began to believe that victory was impossible. However, the Tet Offensive in many ways hurt the Viet Cong. Of 85,000 troops who were involved in the attack, 50,000 of them were killed, and this meant that both the VC and North Vietnam Army had limited their ability to be able to fight the Americans. We will now discuss the weaknesses of the government of South Vietnam and consider the extent to which these may have contributed to America's defeat in the Vietnam War. At first in the Vietnam War, South Vietnam was led by the leader Ngo Dinh Diem. Diem's government was seen as extremely corrupt. At times it refused to hold elections if it believed it would lose, and it was staffed by members of Diem's family. South Vietnam was also religiously divided. Although most people were Buddhist, Diem and many members of the government were Catholic, and as such the government often discriminated against the majority Buddhists. As a result of these and other problems, Diem's government faced many complaints and outright revolts. Diem imposed harsh measures to try and stop this, including mass arrests and the killing of religious and political opponents. Diem's government led to a divided South Vietnam, and this meant that ordinary people would not support him or the USA. Losing the support of the majority of Vietnam's population made US victory impossible. However, it's worth noting that Diem's actions eventually resulted in the end of his rule. A Buddhist rebellion in 1963 culminated in Diem's assassination, and the US spy agency, the CIA, had in fact been involved in this assassination, hoping that a new government would be better supported, leading to a greater chance of American victory. Despite being supported by America, the South Vietnam Army often had poor quality weapons. Many generals from the South Vietnam Army were poorly trained, or they would act on their own without following orders. To stop the Viet Cong hiding amongst peasants, the South Vietnam government introduced strategic hamlets. These were 8,600 armed villages set up right across Vietnam, and peasants were forced to move there. This ultimately may have caused America victory as well. Low morale was an extreme problem in South Vietnam. The peasants were angry at being moved from their homes, and soldiers did not trust their military leaders. The better motivated and organised communist forces then found victory easier to achieve. However, despite the strategic hamlet programme causing peasant anger, in many ways it made it harder for the Viet Cong to hide, and this limited their ability to fight, at least until the project came to an end in 1964. We will now discuss changing public opinion in America about the war. We will look at specific beliefs and actions and consider the extent to which these changing views may have led to America's defeat. At the start of the Vietnam War, US public opinion supported American involvement, and even by 1970, there were still public protest marches which supported the American presence in Vietnam. Americans supported the war because they wanted to stop the spread of communism around the world. In particular, many religious groups played a role in these actions. Many Americans worried that if Asia and Europe fell to communism, then South America would inevitably follow, and then eventually the United States as well. However, from the mid-1960s onwards, US public opinion began to shift against America's role. There were huge anti-war marches held across the country, and other actions such as protest songs. Public protests in America were extremely disheartening for American soldiers. This lowered the morale of their soldiers, which made it harder for them to fight and win, and it also made it harder for them to recruit soldiers, at least before the draft forcing people to fight was introduced in 1969. However, in spite of this, the war was still supported to a large extent by Americans. In 1965, a Gallup opinion poll showed that a majority of Americans backed US involvement, and it was in fact 1969 before a majority were found to actively oppose American involvement in the war. There were various reasons that Americans started to oppose the war. Many of them were angry at the high numbers of deaths of US soldiers, and in particular some returning soldiers believed it was impossible to defeat a guerrilla army, in turn leading to them setting up anti-war groups. The television coverage of the war also showed Americans the true horror, and this turned many against involvement, especially after the horror of the My Lai massacre. Other Americans were worried about environmental damage, which was caused by the Americans' use of chemical weapons, such as Agent Orange and napalm. There was also extreme anger after conscription, better known as the draft, was introduced. This forced men to go and fight, and took place from 1969 onwards. Some civil rights campaigners were especially against this due to the racism that was faced by black people in America, and one famous example of this was Muhammad Ali, who actively refused the draft to fight. If the public opposed tax rises to pay for the war or sending more soldiers, then American politicians had to listen to this. As a result, this limited the possible actions that the American government could take to win the war, and thus reduced their chances of victory. However, in spite of a loss of public support, by 1969 there were still more than 500,000 US soldiers serving in Vietnam. With these large numbers and the superior military equipment that they had, America should still have been able to defeat the North's forces, suggesting other factors played a role. We will now discuss the international isolation of the United States during the Vietnam War, considering the countries that did and did not give them support, and analysing the extent to which this may have played a role in their defeat in Vietnam. In 1954, the USA had set up the military alliance CETO, the Southeast Asia Treaty Organization. This mirrored the establishment of NATO in Europe, and it aimed to unite anti-communist allies, although of the member groups, only Thailand and the Philippines were in fact from Southeast Asia. During the Vietnam War, the United States was backed by some other countries. South Korea, Australia, New Zealand and the Philippines all sent troops to fight, but this was less support than America had hoped for. America in particular received a lot of negative media coverage as a result of the war, and this was used by their enemies for anti-US propaganda around the world. This in turn made other countries much less likely to support America by giving them troops or other assistance. This lack of global support forced the USA to provide the bulk of money and soldiers for the war, which they could not afford to keep doing. North Korea, on the other hand, was being given essential support from the USSR and China, and this all contributed towards America's defeat. However, even without the global support they had hoped for, America was still the world's greatest economic and military power. And with their superior weaponry and training, the United States should have been able to defeat the communist forces. During the Vietnam War, none of America's European or NATO allies would send troops to fight. Different British prime ministers, including Harold Wilson, refused requests from America to join the war. And part of the reason for the Vietnam War had been the collapse of France's Indochina Empire. French public opinion was therefore against involvement in the war, so France also would not send troops to help America. This may have ultimately hurt America's chances of victory. France and the UK had experience of fighting in jungle wars, partly due to both of them having empires in Asia and also due to events during World War II. If America had benefited from their experience, it might potentially have increased their chances of victory. However, it's worth noting that America did have the support of South Vietnam, as well as South Korea and the Philippines. These countries had the experience of living and fighting in the Southeast Asian climate, and so could still provide useful support to America.